Good morning, everyone. Happy 2024. I'm Stephanie, and I am so excited to kick off this year's Limitless Coaching Programs. I have the team and the coaches with me, and you'll get an opportunity to meet all of them shortly. We're going to take just a moment to get, we're at 10:01 here, my time. So I see we have a lot of people joining. So I hope everyone's new year has kicked off with a bang and that you are all prepared for a very wild, fun, and productive ride. This year in Limitless. All right, so let's go ahead. My screen clicking. Love
It's so
technology.
interesting how things have changed while we give people time to join here. I'm looking at the in the participants side. I'm looking at everybody that's adding. If you'd have told me that 3 years ago we would have like a quarter of the attendees be someone's virtual note taker, I wouldn't have even known what you were talking about. And now it's
True.
Advisor's Fathom note taker, it's Firefly's note taker, it's George. I mean, I've seen George's note taker where they just kind of create another avatar or another moniker around it. It's interesting how, which is I think just demonstrative of the fact that the only thing that's constant in life is change. And that yeah, I was just noticing that little comical observation as we kick off the year here.
Yes, we all have trusty sidekicks that follow us everywhere we go. And I have to admit, 5 years ago, I wouldn't have known what it was, but I would really hate to be without them now. It's amazing how quickly we adapt to things that improve our lives and convenience, and they suddenly become, right, have to haves. And or I mean, who would want to live without a phone or in fact, without their note taker or their assistant once you get one? Like there are certain things that you really do hold on to.
Right.
All right, we've got well over 115, 120 people. So I think some other people will join, but in the interest of staying on time and making great use of yours, let's kick off. With that, everyone, welcome. I am so excited to kick off Limitless 2024 coaching programs. Today, we really want to welcome you, the class of 2024. Yeah, give yourself a whoop whoop. We do whoop whoops around here. Whoop whoop. By the way, this is an interactive program. Even though the summits are delivered virtually and a lot of our calls obviously are virtual, that does not mean that you will be turning off your camera and hiding while you check email and do seven other things, which we'll talk about. So, everyone, please turn on your camera. No one cares how you look. I promise if you're in the back, I can't even see you. But it's really about being present and engaging fully to make the most of our day together. So you are the class of 2024. It's really your opportunity to build a wildly successful business and a life that you love. We'd love to talk about the building a $1 million 100-day off practice here at Limitless. Footnote, I really don't care if it's we have clients who've gotten to 500,000 or 600,000 in revenue and said, I had no idea I could be this profitable and have this much time. I don't need to push to a million. We have clients who said they never wanted to get past a million who've gone on to build multi-million dollar firms. Your vision of what's possible and what you value will change as you move through the program, you move through your practice stages, and you move through life. What I never want you to change or compromise on is that desire to build a wildly, not a successful, a wildly successful business and a life that you love. And to me, when I sat down on the beach in Costa Rica when I was retiring and thinking about what is it that I really do? How can I articulate what I'm trying to help people create? And it occurred to me that every client I've ever had, even clients who have nothing to do with financial services, if you think about leaders, entrepreneurs, anywhere, we want to live some version of what I've come to call the five freedoms. One, I want the freedom to work with purpose on my terms. When I started Limitless, my terms were 25 hours a week from the beach in Costa Rica. Now they're home base in Park City, right? But I can co-locate and I still have an office on the beach, right? If you need me to be in an office or to work past 3 p.m. Mountain Time, we are not going to engage. And that's okay with me because those are the boundaries or the guardrails that I've put in place clearly and confidently to know what my terms are. And the cool thing about it is it doesn't actually limit your possibility. It actually steps it up, which is part of that mindset shift we're going to help you step into this year. So a huge part of what you're going to do this first quarter in Limitless is get really clear on what your purpose and your terms are. Two, we're going to help you focus your energy and your time to work with people that you love. We really spend a lot of time with our clients and our team, so we really want to make sure those are powerful, positive, productive relationships. or your energy on the work that you love and your team. Your time is your greatest revenue producing asset, which means you want to use it well, but you also want to do things where you show up every day and you're energized, empowered, and excited about what you do. Doesn't mean there aren't tough days. But that's entirely different than not being excited, being like, oh, I love everything I do except these things. We want to teach you how to focus on the energy creating, revenue producing activities that give you energy, how to work with the people you enjoy. Turns out, if you do a good job of those things, you can enjoy an unlimited amount of financial abundance. There are right advisors making millions of dollars a year in huge companies. The sky really is the limit. And number five, along the way, the goal really is, I think, for most of us to live a life of happiness, fulfillment, and contribution, right? And at Limitless, we put all that together and we talk about growing your time, your income, and your freedom. Those are the five freedoms. Each of you have some version of that, what it means to you. If you didn't, you wouldn't be here. If there wasn't a gap between you and that, you wouldn't be here. Filling that gap is your big why, which we'll talk about a little bit later, and we'll certainly talk about it in the summit, right? You should have heard about it in your pre-work. You've got to have a why that's bigger than your what ifs, because a lot of what ifs are going to come up as you get clear and you start to make changes and commit to a course of action. When you get down or disappointed or just plain want to stop, remember the five freedoms, remember your big why, because that's your compelling personal motivation to push through that resistance and create compelling change in your practice. All right, we're going to have an exercise a little bit later. Here's a sneak peek, and here's what I want you to know. Yes, there will be a quiz at the end of this conversation, which means we need you to pay attention. No email, no phone calls, no distractions, no multiple tabs, no checking your phone. You invested money. And you'll invest more time, energy, and care into this program. Writing the check genuinely is the easy part. Let's make the most of this time. The number one set of questions we get are around logistics. How do I turn this on? How do I link my calendar? Where is this? And I promise you, with all the love in my heart, we answer those questions 17 times in the emails that we send you. But you, like me, are busy, don't love email, and probably have the attention span of a gnat, which means we scan and go, oh, we'll get to it later. And then later, we're like, where was that information? We're going to go over all of it with you today so that you're really clear on how Limitless works, where to find what, who to call for help, what the program structure looks like, what the agenda is, and most important part, how to make the most of it. All right, attention is a muscle, and this is your opportunity to practice building it. All right, I am Stephanie Bogan, CEO and Chief Possibility Officer of Limitless Advisor. My goal is to really help you elevate your thinking, your methods, and your mindset so that you can elevate your work, your wealth, and your well-being. We have an incredible coaching team with us this year. We have some visiting guests and faculty, and we have an awesome team that's here to support you. So I want to take just a couple of minutes and have the coaches introduce themselves, because they're a very important part of how Limitless supports you as you create those new levels of success. Adam, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate everybody for being here, joining the program, returning and new members alike. This is an exciting time for, I love this time of year. I love kicking off the year with a sense of intention, with a sense of focus. I'm so excited for the work that we're going to do together. My own journey through Limitless has been dynamic, right? I was in all of your seats at in 2018 in the inaugural, the genesis of Limitless, right? And I've seen the progression personally and professionally, and certainly the financial implications of executing on a lot of the strategies that we're going to talk about through this year. And I'm so privileged and grateful to sit now in the position as an advisor coach and bridging that gap between concept and application of what we're going to be talking about here today, the best practice and in practice. So my whole, like our goal as we continue to go through the roundtable here of introducing the team is to ensure that every one of you feels like this is an individual coaching experience, but at a group coaching rate, right? That you have, whether it's myself, whether it's Natalie, Liz, any of the subject matter experts that we're going to be bringing in throughout the course of the year, we really want to make sure that we're providing the resources and tools and applications to help you be as successful as you want to be in your practice and in your life. And so my role as an advisor coach, again, just overarching, think about the idea of, well, how do I take the concept that I'm hearing? How do I take this and distill it down into what is my, I'm kind of coining this term, what's my NBS? What's my next best step? And then what's that action plan look like? So I love the taking the strategic part that we're talking about here and then turning those into the tactical action items that we're going to take. And again, I'm just so excited to be here in multiple different ways. Those of you that joined my group or my my coach cohort, we have our introductory call after this, and I am just so unbelievably excited for what that cohort is going to be able to do together, as well as a deeper community within a coaching program. So again, thank you everybody for being here. To the Limitless team, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for all of the work that you've done behind the scenes up until this point, and that you'll continue to do to help us as coaches, as advisors, shine in the program. So thank you again. Appreciate all of you very much. With that, I will pass the proverbial baton over to Natalie.
Yay, I get to go next because I'm like next on the slide, right?
That was a logical decision tree. So
I love it. No. Oh, it's so great to see all of you. I love seeing some familiar faces who are here and ready to kick it off again for a new year and really double down on execution. So I'm the practice coach in the program. That means I really focus on the implementation of the thinking and the tools and techniques that you learn here in Limitless and can support you in that. So if you need accountability, if you're trying to figure out what do I work on next and how do I execute it, I don't have the know-how, but I need support, that's really where I come in. Everything from business vision to management. I love to say that I love people in HR. I know most of you here don't. So that's definitely one of the specialties that I absolutely sit in. And I love, you know, processes and helping you execute. So whether it's tech, systems and workflows, right? What do we work on? What do we work on next? Those are really the areas that I come into play. The other thing I bring is if we're ever in a coaching conversation or call and we're not stuck on the processes or the how-to, but we're stuck on the mindset or kind of what's my next best step as a leader in the organization, I kind of have my foot firmly in both worlds, right? Helping you as a leader become your best self and helping you as a leader and your team execute. So that's what I'm here for. And with that, I'll pass it over to Liz because she's next on the list.
Top of the morning or afternoon, depending on where you're from. I'm really excited to be here again this year with you. I was just reflecting back to my own journey with Limitless, which started in 2020 when I hired the mindset coach outside of Limitless and then started it in 2021. When I think about the five-year journey from 2019 to present day, our firm has gone through massive change. I'm a second-generation advisor, and so where I was in the BD land was not serving me. And so I moved our firm to a different broker-dealer RIA. I've gone through succession. I've gone through a fee raise, client downsizing. I've sent those Dear John letters to clients. And if you haven't met me before, I'm like really warm and fuzzy and I care a lot about what people think about me. So all of those changes that I've made required a new level of confidence, clarity on what comes next, and the willingness to do the work. And so as the mindset coach, you are going to be going through massive change. That's why you signed up for this program. And my role is to help you when procrastination shows up. That's usually a main key for advisors. We advisors hate procrastination, right? And procrastination is a cue for you that there's perhaps some head trash in the way of you actually implementing the thing that you need to do, because you know that you're an action-oriented person and you can get stuff done when you set your mind to it. So if there's head trash in the way, that's a great time to reach out to me on Tribe, or if you have the coaching pass, we can have that coaching call. And then one last thing that I wanted to say was, it takes two people to create a pattern. It takes one person to break a pattern. So if you know that there are some sort of dissonance happening for you in your office, with another advisor, with yourself, breaking that pattern, that's part of the mindset work. And that's what I can support you on this year. I'm super excited to support you and see you grow.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Liz. We'll also have different points along the way. Michael Kitsis will visit us and spend a day with us in the Leaders Program. Bob Nachman, who I started with, I think working with almost 30 years ago, I was in my early 20s. Will be coming to do one of our calls and spending a day with our leaders. They've gone through the entire growth curve all the way up to selling their $2 billion firm to Cap Trust. And they started with two advisors and two support staff, right? So really good insight onto that growth curve for those of you on the leader side. But some great insights for the inflection points that you'll go along to get to that $1 million mark and over. And then we're always so honored to have Megan and Candace from FICOM come and do calls. We'll have some other guests that are really awesome. We just couldn't fit them all on the slide. But we'll be bringing in members to do peer shares. Hey, this is something I applied. Here's how I did it and the success that I had. Alumni who've had those same experiences, right? Kathy Curtis, Tanya, Taylor Schulte, like just advisors who've really created great levels of success, and then outside guests and experts on different topics. You'll also have the opportunity to interact with our fabulous team. Allison, our program manager, who kicked us off on the call, is here making sure that all of the everything runs behind the curtain, if you will, all the bells and the ropes and the pulleys. We've got Leona, who's our program and events coordinator, who supports the program group and makes sure that you have fantastic event experiences. Catherine is our platform and operations specialist, so she makes sure that we can really leverage people, process, and platforms really effectively to deliver a really deep and valuable client experience to you in a hyper-efficient way, which is one of our big mantras here at Limitless. And Danielle Wells, you'll obviously engage with Danielle a lot as you reach out to the coaching inbox for service support or any questions that you have. So you'll have lots of opportunity to engage with the team over the course of the year. And you'll have a great support system. We talked about this in the marketing webinars if you attended any of those. So there's really just everything you need to succeed here because we're going to use strategies and principles that cover the four modes of mastery, right? The four areas in your life you really have to excel at to hit those next levels of success. Your mindset, your mapping, right? Are we clear about where we're going and why? Otherwise, we're just spending, right, a lot of energy and activity, but we're not necessarily making more than incremental progress. What are the methods, right? Mindset is the biggest determiner in your success, but having a good mindset and bad methods is going to really slow you down. Having a solid, empowering mindset and best practice methods is like taking a rocket ship to the moon. Right. So the goal is to integrate those things and help you maintain your momentum, your state, your energy, right? You're feeling clear, conscious, empowered, focusing forward. Yes, I can and I will, which is the state we want to operate in a lot more of the time. So every conversation we have, every topic that we have has those four modes in mind and integrated into the conversation, the content, and the coaching, even though you won't notice if you're not looking for it. So the coaches are here. You've got the proven practices, all the tools and the training, and then some great accountability and a tribe to take you to new heights. So you really do have all the ingredients that you need to succeed.
So what I love about the beginning of Limitless is that everybody is coming to the program at a different place in their life, personally and professionally. And what is just amazing about what we're at, you join a coaching program like this for first timers that are here, and you're just like, okay, there's a certain leap of faith that's being taken by joining this because you've heard me, you've heard Stephanie, you've heard other advisors in their journey, but you're still trying to ask yourself, like, okay, but is this really for me? Is this really what is going to help me get to where I need to be or where I want to be? So on behalf of all the coaches, like, we understand that, again, mostly directed towards first-time members here, that there's a leap of faith that was demonstrated by you in joining this program. What I can tell you unequivocally, though, is that by being here and writing the check, which is the easiest part of the journey that we're going to be on, is you will be as successful as you want to be, and we will support you to the extent that you allow us to support you. And so our goal here is to make you comfortably uncomfortable, right? We're going to throw around a lot of catchphrases. You'll start to learn them as atomisms or Stephisms, limitlessisms. We can just kind of put that on under the overarching theme here of, are you interested or are you committed? Are you, your why must be greater than your what. If you're going to start catching on a lot of these phrases that we use, but there's a reason that we use them. It's because they work and because they're sticky and because they empower you to do things that you didn't know you wanted or needed to do to get you to a place that you know is possible, but yet you're just not quite sure why you're not there. And so where you are right now and the experience that you've created is something that we're going to help walk with you through and take you on this path. And again, I know we have that 1 million plus practice and freedom to enjoy it. There should, again, just be a big asterisk next to that, because it can be the experience that you want to create. And so show me your account, show us your calendar, show us your checkbook slash your budget, and we'll show you your priorities and we'll help you again organize and prioritize both of those things. So I'm again just really looking forward to not only the tactics, but the behavioral side of this. And that's what I really believe makes this program different, is addressing with people like Liz and Steph and myself, the mindset, the story that we're telling ourselves, the behavior on how we're showing up. We have to address that first. And once we address that, now it doesn't make everything else easy, but it sure makes it a heck of a lot easier than if we wouldn't have been accounting for that in the very beginning. So again, just you're going to hear this theme. We're really excited to be here today.
Christy, I need a copy of that 4 pages of Stuffisms. To Adam's point, right? We want you to stop wishing and start working. How to take those ideas and actually start to implement them is going to be part of all of our conversations. Putting first things first, we are literally going to give you like a master's program in running a kick-ass advisory firm. And whether you're in Limitless, doing it on your own or somewhere else, you're not going to implement that massive change in 12 months. What we're doing is creating meaningful progress, and you can build on that at the pace and the way that you choose. But you're going to implement one or two or three things big this year. If you do that, you're going to get X your money's worth and then some, right? It is not going to be in attacking 50 of them, getting frustrated and getting halfway through, right? So you're going to hear us talk about first things first a lot. And then, as Adam pointed out, it's show me your budget. You can tell me what's important to you, but you can show me your budget. You can show me your time. You can show me the clients you're working with. And I'll tell you what's important to you, right? Are you more committed to creating new levels of success, or are you more committed, passively though it may be, to compromising and being complacent, to being settling? And we're really excited that you're here, as you can tell, because it means that some part of your brain said, I'm ready to set down my BS, my belief systems, and the other stuff, and I'm ready to stop settling and to step into that next level of success. And that is the key ingredient in making the magic happen. You have to commit, you have to choose and commit. What the beauty of Limitless is we understand how the architectural blueprint, right? The what about this on this day? How many clients? What to charge? What do I say when and how do I build it? Right. We've been doing this. I've been doing this for 27 years, right? The advisors and the coaches, and Natalie's been doing this for 20. The advisors have been in this for many, many years. And the idea is, what is that model for success? If you were going to build an awesome firm in a box, what would the components be? And we've essentially broken them down into what we've come to call, and you know, is the 9 success shifts. Right? From what we're doing to best practice, what's the optimal application of this concept in my practice? Not I'm a cookie and I need the cookie cutter, but here's the blueprint, the model, the template that's proven to work. How can I apply that in a way that will be optimized and get me the best results in my practice? And that is shift number one, to elevate your thinking. You hear us talk a lot about that, and it's not going to stop. Two, model practice. What's the vision of what you actually want to create? And let's get clear and specific about that so that we can then translate that into action plans and business decisions that support that. Three, we're going to talk about and teach you how to take charge of your time. If you do nothing else this year, this is the thing to focus on. It will change your entire world. Four, how to be a trusted advisor, how to communicate your value, how to quote your fees with confidence, how to really sit in that present conscious space and show up for clients in a really awesome way and feel good knowing that everything else is being taken care of and you're actually delivering a level of service you feel great about. You're not worrying about where it's all going because you know how to package that value, which is the next shift, right? We can package and present it or communicate it in clear, concise, and compelling ways. The front stage, telling our story, our websites, right? COI conversations. And then we have to implement that. Shift number eight, systematize your special. How do we use people, process, and platform at shift number seven, staffing for success, and number eight, to create leverage? How do we deliver more value in a lot less time, which allows us to do that thing we all really say we want to do and struggle to ever really quite get around to? And that is gear into our growth engine. How do we actually create steady, sustainable growth in line with our growth goals that would, if we know if we, the inputs are there, the outputs are going to show up, right? That is the holy grail of growth and marketing. Adam can tell you, right? You really can build it. If you build it, they will come. But you actually have to get the time, the energy, right? And the people and the investment capital to actually get that work done on your growth engine. And we tend to get distracted. So those are the nine shifts. We had you start with some of those base camp learning paths, right? Around vision and model practice to start to really think through, challenge yourself, and identify where you have gaps, questions, or uncertainty about what it is you ultimately want to build. This is our agenda roadmap, our coaching roadmap for the year, if you will. We have those four virtual summits: performance, value, productivity, and growth. I will not read off all the lessons. These are all in your, will be in the program guidebook, which you'll get shortly. But these are the lessons that we cover at each of the summits. As you can look at, you're not going to be able to implement them all unless you are some kind of superhero, in which case, go for it. But what you're going to find is that's going to be really difficult to do because we're giving you the lay of the land instead of saying, hey, we're going to make it year one, two, and three, right? And we're going to force you to be on that track. Now we're going to show you the plan that we'll go through to help you turn that into your plan for this year. So Allison will share with you when we do the website where to find and get your program guidebook. But your guidebook gives you one, a path. If you were going to start on a trail and do the lessons in order, no one ever does that, by the way. But if you were making that climb in that exact way, this is the path that you would follow. It's a really nice visual of the lessons that we'll cover. There's a guide map. So you'll take a practice diagnostic, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in this call, which is going to give you a heat rating, if you will, on how you're doing in each of the core areas. Red, critical, right? Urgent, need of intention, danger. Will Robinson must fix this, right? Yellow, we need to give it attention, but it's not dire. We need to deal with the reds first. And then green, which is, hey, we're pretty good on this right now. And we get everything to green status. We can go back and optimize it, but we don't need to spend a bunch of time or energy here. And then you'll translate that into your guide map so you know which of the lessons are critical for you, which of them are important, and which of them are not things you have to worry about. So that as we go through each summit via that plan that I showed you, you'll be able to identify, Ian or Julie or Nick, which of the lessons do you want to, you'll attend them all so you get great learning knowledge that you can apply, but which ones are you going to apply this quarter to make sure you actually get the benefit, right? Half of them not finished isn't nearly as good as one or two of them really finished and put into practice. And then we have the summit roadmap, action plan at the end of each retreat or summit that will walk you through. So you'll do the practice diagnostic. You'll update your guide map in the guidebook. So Julie will look at this and she'll be able to see that she has 12 reds and two, eight yellows and four greens, whatever it may be. And then as we go through each summit, we'll have the guide at the end of each summit. So next Tuesday, when we get together, our closing session will be what we call the summit action plan. And we'll go through and help you process and digest and build your action plan for the quarter, which will be based on one big priority, big as in big important goal. Right, Bridget, if you could do one really big thing that would move the needle this quarter, what's that? And then two, what we call progress priorities is time. Like if you can get through one and get to the other two, fantastic. But we have to make sure that the big gets our attention. And then at each summit, you'll create an action plan based on what you learn and what your next 3 to 5 big steps are. That make sure you have those next steps so your brain doesn't leave summit going, I don't know. I don't know. Turns your brain off most of the time. Hey, I've got at least one next step that I need to figure out how to take action on is 80% of the work to making things happen. And then you'll have the website tribe, obviously coaching support to help you, right? Get answers to your questions, customize those solutions, and get feedback as you go. So hopefully that gives you a good overview of how we'll help you personally execute the agenda this year. So the program map really lays out the curriculum and the path that we'll take to get there. The practice diagnostic, the guide map, and the action plans are really your personal path through the program so you know where to focus your time, energy, and attention to get the best results this year. If you have any questions, we'll take those at the end or drop them in the chat and we'll see if we can get those cleared up. But hopefully that gives you a good overview. This is what the service model calendar, one thing we'll teach you how to put together this year looks like. We're obviously going to do our core learning through our core summits. And then based on this legend here, you can see we have a peak practice coaching call.
where we are not giving you new lessons per se, but we're unpacking. Hey, let's talk through this time when. Let's figure out what holds people up. Let's talk through the fixes. Let's have people who've done it successfully share or bring in an outside guest. It's really expanding and adding, and you'll get lots of ideas and insights that you can implement. Little things along the way that'll add a lot of value that are in no way, right, structured in the curriculum. You just get a lot of that through the conversation, the connection, and the collaboration. Second call of the month is our peak personal peak coaching call. We like to call that the mindset call. Liz leads those. I'm usually on about once a quarter, and they are fantastic. Our members in our member survey every year rave over them. This is, as Liz pointed out, where to go if you get stuck or stalled. I'm procrastinating and I don't know why. I know I need to think about this fee raise and I just put it, I'm just avoiding it, or I can't, I shouldn't, I don't know. Like those things that stuck you or stall you are great things to bring to those calls. And those are the kinds of things that will direct you to bring to calls when we do the quarterly check-ins. Lifestyle office hours is come one, come all, ask any questions you have. Lots of people come just to listen to the questions that other people ask, which is great because you'll learn a lot. It's also awesome to come with a question. I promise you, there is no point in this program at which there will not be one good question that you could ask that would add value to you, help you get clear, help you get focused, help you move forward in some way that moves the needle just a little bit. So, really, the invitation on these calls is when we ask you if you have questions or if you want to do an on-the-spot coaching or you want to give a peer share. That's the place to, even though it might be uncomfortable, really jump in and take advantage of those opportunities. So you can see the call schedule here. We have our four virtual summits, and then our leaders retreats that back those up in the spring and fall, and then our leaders Epic Everest event in May. For those of you that are in leaders. Here's how we're going to support you as you execute the program, and Adam is going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, distilling it down to one more layer, right? This is we break the program down into weekly interactions. So week one, the peak practice call, that is going to be a 90-minute call. That's going to be what we would consider to be the best practice, right? That's where we're going to be covering the different topics that we've shared with you already on the different paths or the different journeys that we're going to be on. The office hours, week two, you've had a week to digest the lesson, go in, look at some of the supporting collateral, resources, guides, templates, et cetera, but you still have questions. Great, show up for practice hours or show up for the peak practice office hours. Again, that's 60 minutes. That's going to be the second week. The personal peak coaching call, that's where I'll be involved as well on just a little bit more of the personal side of things, where as you know, Liz will be involved in that, the mindset coaching piece of it, addressing the dangerous place between our ears, right? Making sure that we personally are showing up in the best possible way to execute on what we're talking about through the program. So that's going to be week three. And then week four, for those of you that have opted to join my coach cohort, which again is a deeper dive, the two qualities, the qualities that I'm bringing into the coach cohort are clarity and accountability. Like at the end of the day, those are the driving forces of what we're going to be accomplishing through the cohort, which is, are you clear on what your NBS is, right? What your next best step is. And then from a cohort standpoint, we're going to have some pretty transparent and direct accountability with everybody in the cohort. So we're going to be meeting on a weekly basis. In addition to that, we're going to have quarterly check-ins throughout the entirety of the coaching program. You'll get those via email. For those of you that opted into the personal coaching pass, again, that is a member-only option. You'll be able to schedule periodic quarterly calls with myself, with Liz, with Natalie, with Stephanie, whoever it is that you decide that you are best looking for guidance from. You'll have that additional opportunity to connect with us in a one-on-one capacity. For my advisors, or for the advisors that are in my coaching cohort, I have also created one-on-one. They're essentially 25-minute blocks of times every single Monday for us to have additional one-on-one time. Again, if you're looking for just an additional nudge, an additional point of clarity, an additional level of accountability. So I'm also opening up for for the advisors that are in my cohort, an additional sense of or an additional access to one-on-one. And then last but certainly not least, there's the Good Vibes Tribe. That is our community, our message board, call it what you will, but the Good Vibes Tribe is our online community that we have. What I would recommend to you is you will, or what I'll recommend and also share from a point of personal experience. And like I said, you'll get, like I said a couple slides ago, you will get out of this program what you put into it. What I have found to be Two very related qualities that I've observed for myself. And actually, I just recorded a podcast episode on my podcast on 2020 Money with a guest on the qualities of resilience and vulnerability. And I don't believe that either one of those can exist in a vacuum. I think they are symbiotic virtues that are relational to one another. That my point with that is the point at which you become most vulnerable, you will see the greatest sense of progress in this program, and you will also likely be faced with an additional level of resistance, which will require resilience to push through. And what I can say about the Good Vibes Tribe is that there is no better place to have a community of other like-minded advisors. We're all here for a reason, abiding by a set of principles that we have communicated to you prior to you joining this program. So this is a safe space. The Good Vibes Tribe, you will get out of that community, out of that forum, out of that tribe, what you put into it. Speaking as an advisor, if I remember putting myself in that situation in 2018, Steph, you recall the exchange, the back and forth that we had. That was a sick, I downloaded that entire conversation and it is 16 pages, single spaced Word document. That was my like clarity moment and documenting and journaling and sharing with the entirety of the community, right? This wasn't a one-on-one email or a one-on-one message to Steph. It was, I'm going to put myself out there to everybody. And not only did I get great feedback and perspective and coaching tips and strategies from Steph, but I got it from other advisors, from other people that have been there. So the Good Vibes Tribe, if you're not returning members, if you haven't engaged in the tribe, I would really encourage you to put yourself out there, figuratively speaking, in a digital form in the Good Vibes Tribe. We've got a lot of lurkers. We have the data. We can see how many of you log in and when you log in and how many times. But I really want to emphasize the importance and the benefit that the Good Vibes Tribe can be. Administrative point that I'll close with here. If you have something that you want to make sure one of us sees, just use the at symbol, right? At Steph, at Adam, so that we get tagged in that. Because as we'll talk about from managing our time and managing distractions, I don't get email notifications when you tag me. I have a predetermined time on my calendar that I get into Tribe to check to see where I've been tagged, but I don't see every post. If you ask me a question, just make sure that you at myself, that you at Steph, so that we get tagged in that post. And I promise you, we will go in there and help and provide resources and provide you what your next best step is. So that hopefully gives you some clarity around the coaching center and the various different ways in which we're here to support you.
Yep. The really cool thing about Tribe, to Adam's point, is you'll post a letter or an email and one of us will rewrite it, or your peers will be like, oh, here's the one I used last year. Just go ahead and borrow it. Like, there's so much good stuff there. The other cool thing is, if you've got an issue or a topic, a practice topic, we leave past posts in there. So we have probably answered how to look at profitability or my service model or how to tell my story or could you do a website review 150 or 300 times at this point. So there's some great stuff. If you go back and look at how I reviewed someone else's website, it's pretty easy to look at yours and go, ooh, I did the same thing. Here's how I fix it. Or, oh, that stuff about, profit clients actually having to be profitable, that actually does apply to me. So there's a lot of great stuff. You could literally, we should turn it into a book, if nothing else, social media posts. So there's some great resources there for you to access. And you'll access all of those through the website. Retreat workshops, as you know from your registration materials, are 3,000 outside of the limitless, 2,700 for you. Personal coaching pass. If you didn't get that and you decide you want one later, you can just let us know. And Adam's cohort is an additional $300 a month if you want the additional calls, support, and personalized support. So just a quick footnote on that. All of that is delivered via this calendar, which you should have gotten a copy of. You got your wall calendar, and you should have the calendar invites and the link to calendar invites, so you can upload all of those to your calendar. The instructions are there in great detail. If you have any questions after reviewing the instructions, notice I said after reviewing instructions, then the team is more than happy to help you. This is not me being lazy. This is right, us really making sure that you're taking the time to pay attention to the things that we send you. We don't send you anything that you don't need to look at or read. We really make a point not to send you fluff emails. When re-enrollment season comes, those come from a different address, so you can choose to ignore the marketing if you want. Inbox insights and emails from us contain the information you need to really access and make use of the program this year. Allison's going to share a little bit about how you can do that.
All right. For our team members, we are super happy to have you participating this year. The main space that team members engage with Limitless is through the Good Vibes Tribe. So on Tribe, there are two spaces that you'll want to join. The first is Team Talk Staff, and that is where your cheat sheet is, which has all the links to your Zoom lessons as well as the calendar. There is also the Team Member Event Space, which is where we will post all the Zoom links for the events. So if you want to attend a summit, you would just join the event space and then you would have all of the links there so you can follow along with your advisor. So make sure if you're a team member, you join both of those spaces. That's it.
Excellent. Just general summary, right? Questions, you can email coaching at limitlessfa.life. You'll get coaching support through the practice calls, the personal mindset calls, monthly office hours, tribe community. And because I don't think I mentioned it on the slide earlier, you will receive quarterly check-ins from us. So you'll get an email from me asking how you're doing. We're going to ask you some very specific question: what's working, what's not, or where are you challenged or stuck? Natalie and I actually review all of those and we'll give you a high five, point you to direction or feedback. If you need clarity on what to do next, we can help with that. If you're a coaching past member, you'll have the option to just request a quick accountability call if there's things you want to check in. So that's available to you. And if you are a general member and you have, what we will do is if Julie emails and she's really stuck on something and Natalie reviews it and says, hey, we really need to dive into this. It's not a 2-minute thing. We will direct you to come to one of the coaching calls. Not the kind of direct where Julie will nod in the email and say yes, and then not show up ready to have the conversation, like direct you and put your name on a list so that as we have those coaching calls, right, we're really aware that Julie has an issue and we'll kick off those calls, particularly the mindset and the office hours calls, because that's what they're for. They're to process and problem solve. That's what they're for. Now, we will cover some cool mindset expanding topics like self-talk for success and overcoming overwhelm and relationship to money. Like, we've got 3 or 4 that we just really love sharing because they're just such a cool up level. But your mindset calls in your office and peak practice calls too around specific practice issues. But it's really about making sure that you get that question or that next step clarified so that you don't stop. Just you have that next best step. If we direct Julie to that call and she comes and then we get into it and we're like, wow, this is right deeper. Let's really find a way to solve this. Come to this next call, or hey, why don't you talk to Liz? And then we cannot get Julie unstuck. We will have a call with Julie. We will get you unstuck. We're not going to be like, yo, you did everything and you're on your own. Bummer for you. What you heard me say, though, is you have to show up and do your work. I ask this team, I would love to talk with every one of you every week or every month for a year for the $9,000 that this program charges. But that would be insane from a business perspective. We just wouldn't be able to do it. Right? We're delivering a massive amount of value to you, and we have a lot of ways for you to use it. And as long as you use it, there will be moments where you're stuck or stalled out, or you're stressed out about something. And we have 4 different places for you to go to get help. And if you do try to get help and one of us needs to unstuck you, we will jump on the phone with you and unstuck you. The only way that you can get stalled or stuck in this program is by not raising your hand, not interacting, and not engaging. Like, you have to intentionally go out of your way to not engage. Like, we've really designed it to work, and we have lots of those success stories that you see. We don't make them up. They're incredibly real, and it just gets better every year. So you can always get coaching content and resources in the member library, which Allison is going to show you right now. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Thank you. I'm super excited to show you some of the things that you'll be using a lot throughout the year. So the member website, tribe, your practice diagnostic, to name a few. Steph, I think you have control of the slide now, so you can go ahead and move forward for me. All right, perfect. The Limitless member site is where you're going to spend a lot of your time and how you're going to engage and download all the resources and lessons that you need for the year. The left-hand sidebar is what you'll have access to on the site. So I'm just going to walk you through a few of those. If for some reason you have not finished downloading your forms and filling them out and sending them to us, you can click on the forms button there and fill out either your enrollment or your getting started form. You can also add a team member here, which some of you have already completed, or you can do any of the account things that you may need to, like billing. For the coaching center, this is where your coaching calls will be recorded and posted on a bi-weekly basis. So those week one and week three calls, if you happen to miss one, it's not a problem. You'll just go to the coaching center on the website, click on coaching calls, and be able to access it there. If you're a Coaching Pass member, you'll be able to click on the Coaching Pass page, watch a video of the coaches and see what they specialize in, and then be able to schedule your one-on-one call with them. The practice diagnostic is also accessible here, and you'll see your results, which I'll touch on in the next slide. And you can reach out to us for support if you need that. Next is the Learning Center. The Learning Center is where your lessons are and your learning path, and also you can access the Limitless Library, where all of our abundant resources live. At our events, you'll also be able to click on the retreat button and be able to retroactively go through and see all of the event recordings. So if you miss an event and you want to be able to attend it after the fact, you can go to this portion of the website to see that. Last two items we have here is the Good Vibes Tribe, which I'll touch on in a second, and the member directory. If you want your fellow Limitless members to be able to find you, to look you up, see if you're in their city or their state, or get a group of people together that may have the same niche, be sure to visit the member directory page and fill out that form. This is just what you want to share with other Limitless members. So it's super helpful that you guys can connect to each other and see that on the member directory page. All right, next slide, please. There we go. Okay, one of your assignments for after this call today is going to be to take your practice diagnostic. You've heard Stephanie talk about this if you attended one of the webinars, and it's a really helpful tool that we have on our website. There are 13 categories, and you will rank yourself on a scale of not at all true to always true in several different areas. And then we'll give you a heat map that will let you know which areas you're doing great, you're green on, you're middle of the road yellow, or you really need to work on red. These areas map to our learning maps, learning paths on the website. So if you find yourself red in an area that you think is really important, for example, taking control of your time, you could then go to the website, learning path, taking control of your time, and dive into those lessons there. So this is a super helpful way for you to just get a pulse on where you are holistically in the program and what you need to work on. Okay, next slide. All right, this is one of my favorite parts of our website because I am very passionate about all of our wonderful lessons and resources, reading and action items that live in the Learning Center. In the Learning Center, there are three areas that you're really going to be using. There's the lesson page, the learning path page, and the library. And here are the three use cases for each. Say you're attending a call and Stephanie mentions a resource like Above the Line. You know you want to download this and you want to use it. So you would go into the library and you could just type in the name of the resource, download it, and use it. Pretty easy. If you hear a lesson, you know the name of the lesson, you can go to the lesson page, type the name of the lesson, and you'll have access to the recording, slides, transcript, audio. You'll also have action items, resources, and reading lists there. So be sure to click on each of those tabs to be able to access those. After you're done with that lesson, you can mark it complete, and it'll show up on your program outline as complete for you for the year. Now, the third way to access Limitless content is my favorite and the one I would suggest using. It's by going to the Learning Path page. What learning paths are collections of our lessons by topic. So if you are interested in working on your niche, but you're not exactly sure which lesson you want to dive into, you would go to the Nailing Your Niche learning path. This learning path includes beginner trailhead lessons, and it includes advanced climb lessons. So no matter where you are, if you're wanting to focus on a beginner lesson, you would start on the Nailing Your Niche lesson. But if you watched that last year and you're in your second year of Limitless, maybe it's time for the Marketing to Your Niche lesson. So this is a great place to go on the site where you'll get an overall view of the topics that we have, and you can see which ones interest you that way. I would definitely recommend doing that as opposed to going to the lesson page, because it can be a little overwhelming to see 100 lessons. So learning path page is your sweet spot. Stick to that. Map it with your practice diagnostics. See what you've ranked yourself low on, and then go to the learning path page and look at those lessons there. That's going to be the most bite-sized way of approaching the curriculum in conjunction with the retreat action plan that Stephanie mentioned that you'll get after each summit. Alrighty, next slide. Okay, the next thing that is on the left-hand sidebar is the Good Vibes Tribe. Steph and Adam have talked about this briefly just a few minutes ago. So this is where you will engage with all of your fellow members and your coaches. We have several different categories on the Good Vibes Tribe. We have coaching center, we have a leaders only space, we have topic rooms, and we have member rooms. You're very welcome to start your own space as well. You just need to let us know what's missing and we'll add it there. This is where if you say you watch the Finding Your Fees lesson, you download the resources, you read the guidebook, and you're halfway through working on something and you find yourself stuck. You can post on Tribe what you're working on, share a resource, and ask for feedback on it from anyone else who you know might be working on it or from a coach. This is a great way to get real-time feedback. You'll find the other members very responsive and very collaborative. We're happy to share what we're working on and get feedback on it. So really dive into Tribe. It's going to be a great place for you to spend some time. Okay, I think I have one more slide. All right, the big Y form. This is under forms. And this is how you are going to let us know what your big why is and what your top three goals are for the year. So there are two action items that you need to complete as emailed to you earlier as part of your onboarding. The first is filling out your big why form. When you fill this out on the site, we're going to put this on your personal homepage. That way, throughout the year, if you need to reorient yourself to your goals or to why you're doing this work, it's going to be right there on your homepage. The second is share your big why with your tribe. Go into Tribe, click on the big why room, and share it with other people. This can help inspire you. Maybe you'll borrow some of their big why and put it into yours, and it can just help give you a little bit of extra momentum throughout the year. So those are your two big why action items to complete after today's call. All right. And that's it. That's it for me. Back to you, Steph. Oh, you're on mute.
You'll notice from the screenshots that Allison showed you of the website, it's not terribly complicated. There's an account section, a coaching center, a learning center, and a tribe, right? So everything you need will be there. If you take just a couple minutes to explore it, you'll get the hang of it rather quickly. The number one issue that we get emailed about for support around Tribe is, where do I find, fill in the blank. If you want to find the time lesson and you don't remember the exact name, you can type time in the keyword and make sure that lesson is clicked, or it'll up that references that. But also, like all search engines, it's a little bit quirky. If you have the keyword, you should be okay. If you have a keyword and you can't find something, it means at some point I gave it a really cool marketing title, but not an easy to find title, which Allison reminded me and we're remedying as we go. But just email us and we'll be happy to help you find it. You should have by now received your welcome package, which includes your 2024 wall calendar. Everybody get one of those? Whoop, whoop. Are you going to whoop, whoop? It's the interactive part. Whoop, whoop. If you didn't, let us know. Sometimes shipping in the U.S. Postal Service just takes their time. But if you haven't received it, let us know so we can see if we can help you track that down. I did not touch my screen. That happened all by itself. I swear that happened all by itself. That was crazy.
So you've got your calendar. Your calendar marks off your limitless summits, workshops, leader summits and retreats. Obviously, you see all those green shades. Those are ongoing calls. Has anyone already calendared their time off for 2024? That is not Adam or Natalie. Thank you so much. Anyone? Marianne did it. Awesome. Everyone give Marianne a double high five and a whoop whoop. All right. This is one of the most important things you can do. Remember, this is a doing program, not a listening or a reading program. You were tasked with setting up your 2024 calendar in more than one of the emails, and certainly when you got it. So I would like you to all commit to putting something on it by the end of today for your out of office, just as a step one. If you're not ready to map the whole year, you've got the next rate. We're going to attack that at Summit. But can everyone commit to putting base level time off on the calendar by end of today? I'm looking for nods, thumbs up, verbal affirmation. All right, good, good. Put it on a post-it and put it on your computer and find your no matter what, which means you don't leave until, even if leave means go downstairs, until no matter what it's done. This doesn't have to be your dream time off calendar, but I want you to put that minimum of 2 to 4 weeks, depending on what your minimum is. If you want to put in additional time, but like you're in the growth mode, then block off growth weeks, right? Instead of taking 6 weeks vacation, take 2 weeks vacation and block off 4 growth weeks. You'd be amazed at how much you can get done if you shut the doors and focus on marketing and growth for a week. All right. And you got some cool post-its. I've got mine here because you're going to hear us talk a lot about putting post-its on your computer, reminding yourself, right? Your intentions for the week or your affirmations. Post-its are fantastic for that. And they remind you that you're in limitless and recollect a lot of what we learn here when our brains see those symbols. So good to just have a bit of those limitless, pad of those limitless post-its on your desk.
All right. Sorry, this is the first time it's happened, Steph. I'm interacting and chatting with someone, answering some questions, and then I look down to the slide and see, oh, my name's in the lower right-hand corner. Okay, we've covered a lot thus far. As you know, when Steph jumped in after Allison had talked through kind of everything, what I appreciated what Steph said is, it boils down to four things. You've got tribe, you've got, like, she just kind of distilled all that down into the couple of different areas that you're going to spend your time. I would like to say, take that same approach and say that this entire program can be boiled down into a couple of key traits to just keep in front of you, literally or figuratively. I've got 3 different post-its that are taped onto my desk. One of them needs to get updated for 2024's numbers, which are already set. But my first one is, from my sense of accountability, it says, am I doing a crutch activity? Am I doing something that is distracting me or inhibiting me from moving the needle, moving a rock that's on my calendar, right? So that's the get organized part of this. The other ones are a little bit more process driven beyond the scope of what we're talking about here today. But this entire program can be distilled down to a couple of things that I would ask and encourage you to keep in front of you. Don't become overwhelmed. It can be easy when you jump into the program and you log in and you see that there are all these lessons and all these tools and all these guidebooks and these templates and these best practices and scripts and et cetera, right? Like, short circuit, what the heck do I do now? And what did I sign up for? Please, I promise you, do not get overwhelmed. The path will show itself as you start putting into the work and as you follow this journey that we're going to be on together. There's a very real sense of intention as to why we've laid out the program the way that we've laid it out. It is a domino effect. One begets the other, et cetera, et cetera, like Steph talked about earlier in this call. So don't get overwhelmed on all of the information that's there. We put that in there so that you have access to those arrows in the quiver if and when you need them, but don't feel like you have to figure all this out on your own. We've got you. We'll take care of you. Do get organized, right? And that's where the practice assessment comes in. That's where, as Peter Drucker, modern father or a father of modern day business management, right? What gets measured gets managed, and what gets managed gets improved. So if you want to improve something, we have to first understand where we are at. So we do have to take inventory of current status. Where is the benchmark? Where are we starting from? So get organized around your life right now, personally and professionally. And yeah, financially, we're going to be treating this like a business. So we'll ask you to gather that financial data as well. Again, we'll walk you through that process. And the byproduct of that is that when you have the clarity and the direction and the stewardship, if you will, of us walking you through this process, and you have things organized, which allows you to be focused, it makes figuring out what that next best step is a lot easier. And that's where we just roll up our sleeves and we get to work. One of the biggest questions, the most common question, not the biggest, but the most common questions that I would get from advisors is like, well, how did you know where to begin, Adam? What did you do first? And I started out with, what was my why? What was my big why? When I joined this program in 2018, my wife was in a horrible job that she was miserable with, and I had to figure out a way to recreate about 140 grand in as quick amount of time as possible. Oh, what's the easiest way to increase 140 or to create 140 grand? I could go out and find new clients, or I could raise fees and understand what my value was and create a fee schedule that was commensurate to that. So then I put the scripting together and I did the inventory and analysis on my client base, and that led into my niche. And like, you have all the pieces to the puzzle. The vast majority of us as advisors just haven't had the opportunity to look at what is arguably the most important part of putting a puzzle together. And that's the box, right? We have to know what we're building towards, which is your big why, before we can start figuring out how we put the pieces of this puzzle together. But again, I promise you that this is not our first rodeo. We've got this figured out. Don't become overwhelmed. Do spend the time to get organized. Invest and block out the time on the calendar. That's why we sent you the calendar. That's why translate that calendar, the shaded green boxes on the Mondays, translate that to your Outlook calendar, your Gmail calendar, whatever you are doing, right? Use your calendar as your guide. In next week's virtual lesson, I'll be spending an entire lesson on the importance of time. Not the importance, I think we all understand the importance of time management, but some of the best practices and tools and strategies that you can use to actually implement that. So block the time off in the calendar to spend time working on this so that you can get organized. And then again, block out the work. So with that, I guess that's all I'd say. Just don't, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, don't become overwhelmed. You're in a great place.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good point. I was just making a couple of notes here. We'll talk about hot pads. I have a hot pad, so any ideas I get go on my hot pad. Anything that needs to be captured in our system goes on my hot pad. So by the end of the day, the hot pad has to be either done or translated into my time management system to make sure everything gets captured and prioritized in the way that it needs to. And no, Debbie, the 100 days off does not include weekends. That would be way too easy. Right. So it's weekends plus 100 days off. We have advisors that are off 6 months of the year, and we have advisors that just take a few weeks because they've got young kids and they're in growth mode. Right. It's about setting your goals there. It's really about setting your goals for the program. Adam really talked about a lot of really good stuff there, but I want to highlight one of the things he talked about, which is running the practice like a business, which is actually one of the lessons we have in the library. Like, what do you need to change and shift to really kind of move into that mode? It's one of the things we'll be talking with you about. Inbox Insights, as Allison mentioned, will come to you every other week. There will be important information about the program, more of that in the beginning, obviously. By this right into this month, it'll all be kind of old hat. But we drop coaching videos and resources with ideas on how to use them or apply them in there. So you definitely be looking at those. So I made a note to share some of the insights in one of our upcoming ones around running your practice like a business, because it's one of the big themes. It's sort of an invisible theme that really runs through everything that we do. And when you have even a lifestyle business, you really hit that formula of getting clear, getting focused, and getting to work. And we tend to do the getting to work and then put a lot of effort in and then think about getting focused and clear when things break down and they don't work in the ways that we want them. And it's funny, I had one of my coaching calls with Michael Kitsis this Monday. We usually do, right, just highs and check-ins and, you know, industry friend, chit-chat kind of stuff in the beginning. And I don't remember how, but we actually got on the conversation of how much information is on kitsis.com, how much information I've written, podcasted, spoken, how there's like a wealth of everything you need to build, run, and grow a successful advisory firm out there. And yet most advisors struggle to do it. Like, it's all out there.
You know there's a gap. You've seen seven conferences, read 14 articles, right? Some third-party vendor has some amazing resource for you. If just knowing better or knowing there was a better way would ensure that you would do better, you'd all, right, have your ideal practice. Now it's about turning that knowledge into know-how. How do we apply what we learn? And you're going to see this get clear, get focused, get to work model in every single thing that we do. Every lesson starts with clarity about what the outcome we want is, what's breaking down, and why. Every single lesson, right? How do we get focused? What are the things you need to know or work on? And how do you get to work? What's the action plan for implementing that lesson? What are the resources that are available? What's the, you know, what's the process that you need to follow? So you really have everything available to you. Michael talks about how the greatest investment that you can make, the greatest ROI that you have, is investing in yourself. So I just want to congratulate all of you for taking that leap from knowledge to know-how. As you've heard me say probably more than once, and you'll hear me say again when we have next week's summit, change is hard because our brains are hardwired against it. The research actually says that the odds of change are stacked against us 9 to 1. And if you think about those mindset stats I share, how we're conditioned, hardwired creatures living off our habits 90 to 95% of the time, that's about 9 to 1 that we're thinking consciously versus not quite as consciously. And that's what we have to do in Limitless, is learn to sit in that 5% and expand it to 6%, 7%, 10%. You know, for Adam to look at his agenda for the next year to 3 years, figure out where his business is, where he wants to be, what the gaps are, and how to get it done. Adam, is that hard in the, oh, I know how to build the model and execute it at this point?
Yeah, sometimes.
Right. But the model is there. He's not like, oh God, what am I going to do this year? How do I figure out what to do this year? It's, hey, I've got a process for getting clear, getting focused, and getting to work, whether it's, right, one action item, whether it's a project he's working on or his big plan for the year. To his point, does that mean that everything's easy and effortless and it just flows like, you know, butter and honey, the land of honey? And of course not. We all, me included, Adam included, experience resistance, right? That really comes when things happen the way that we don't want them to happen and we want them to be different, right? And it's about how, as leaders and advisors, we address that resistance. And most of the time, about 90% of it, we accept it, we compromise, and we settle. What we're really trying to teach you in Limitless is how to shift from disempowered and reactive to very empowered and proactive, so that you're setting the course, you're forging ahead, and you're learning how to stop and be aware when there are issues or challenges, and you're learning how to get clear about how to account for them and how to take action, so that the next time Adam faces a problem, he doesn't go, oh my God, what do I do? He goes, oh, this sucks. I got a problem. I've got to fix it. And then he's got a mental process and a business process that he's developed over the last 5 or 6 years that's now a habit routine for him, where he used to get overwhelmed and frustrated and hunker down. Now he can step into a different, better set of habits as an advisor and a business owner and a leader to navigate those challenges and that resistance a lot more efficiently, a lot more effectively. And lo and behold, this is the amazing part, a lot more enjoyably. It doesn't mean we don't have tough, hard days. It just means that they don't turn into months, weeks, and years, right? So we really can create a lot more success while creating a lot more joy for ourselves. All right, we are almost to the quiz, but not quite. All right, here are your next steps. And we are going to have a good 20 minutes or so for questions. So be thinking about anything that you don't have answers to and make a note so we can get to that in just a couple of minutes. As soon as possible, we need you to complete your getting to know you and enrollment forms. That gives us the information that we need to support you and make sure that everything's set up in the system correctly. Commit to reading those inbox insights. We do not send them to you every week so that you don't feel like we're just filling them with fluff. You'll get them every other week. I think twice a month, first and third, or Allison can tell you. That's a detail that is below my pay grade, but I know they come out every other week. And there'll be insights and tips and things that you can implement in there. So be on the lookout for those. Add, if you have not already, coaching at limitlessfa.life as a safe sender to make sure that you get all of our emails. Before our summit next week, please join Limitless Tribe. The hurdle there, the hardest part on the website in the tribe,
like all new things, but certainly technology is starting. Like if I walk into your office, Bridget, and I'm like, all right, we're going to open the computer, click the buttons. You'd be like, well, that was no big deal. I did it in 3 minutes. If Bridget sits there and says, I'm just using Bridget as an example because I can see her. Sorry, Bridget. If Bridget's like, yeah, I'm going to get to that later. What are the overwhelming odds that Bridget's not going to get to it for the next 17 days? Unless, right, we email pester her the heck out of her. Right. That new, our brain doesn't like new, especially when it comes to technology. So your second commitment for the day, aside from putting time on your calendar, old school, is to go into website or Tribe, ideally both, but Tribe would be great to put your big why. That's your clarifying moment that says, hey, Limitless World, group, coaches, Tribe, this is why I'm here and what I want to get out of it. Right? Claiming something is the first most important step to actually receiving it. Right? So we'd love for you to do that, but make sure that you interact with the technology. Once you spend 3 to 5 minutes on there, you'll find it's really quite simple, but it will seem really overwhelming until you do it. Set up your 2024 calendar with your baseline out of office, meeting times, any other marketing growth, conferences, et cetera. You can expand on that after the time lesson, but we want to just get you doing things, right, that are simple and doable as we kick off. Big ticket item, complete your practice diagnostic. Allison will tell you there's an email or it'll be an inbox. Where will they get the, aside from just going to the website, where will their prompt be?
So it's on the website right now, but we can also include it in the next inbox insights.
Yeah, we'll make sure to include a link in that for you. So you can get it members.limitlessfa.life. Go to the practice diagnostic section. Register for the January 16th virtual summit if you have not done that already. Otherwise, you will not be joining us. And complete your pre-work and base camp lessons if you have not done that yet. We will be reviewing parts of those in summit, but a number of the sessions are assuming, right, that you have actually gone through them. And we're going to break it down and execute around those a little bit more. So that's all in the emails and on the website. If you need any assistance with that, don't hesitate to reach out to us. All right. Was everyone paying attention? Yes. All right. There is a quiz. Are you ready? It is not a quiz on the information we just covered. You will probably forget 70 to 80% of what I shared with you anyway. That's just how our brains work. Until it's really relevant or important, your brain will forget it or set it aside. And how to log into the website or where to find things doesn't really seem that relevant or important to your brain right now. But 2 days from now, when you're trying to get something done, it will. So just remember to go back to those emails or to the website and log in and look for that information first. And if you can't find it, reach out to us. All right. Are you ready? This is a thinking quiz. I know all the answers. You may not use the internet. That's the only rule. I'm going to give you 3 minutes to come up with as many correct answers as you can. Are you ready? Set. Hold on, where's my timer? Go.
Shit.
I have no idea what's going on. So we're taking a quiz in 3 minutes. You're supposed to write all the right answers. I don't know.
Write as many as you can. Yep.
Is going on.
I didn't say it would be an easy quiz.
I don't know if people are supposed to be putting the answers in chat or just writing the answers themselves.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You can just write them down.
Yeah, chat's blown up.
Oh yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I'm sorry. You just need to write them for yourself.
So can I give an example of what we're doing here?
Nope, you can't.
Okay.
All the examples are on chat anyway, Adam. I think we're
yeah. I know, that's a good point. Yeah.
I like that though, right? Immediate results. Like I don't know it, I have to share it. Let's get it out in the world. Right, we've got about a minute left. I love watching your faces while you do this. It's awesome. Jim Nowak, you can figure this out. This is new. This is the first year I've done this. So there, if you're an alumni, there's it's not going to help you. Sorry, Paul. Where's my timer? All right, we've got 31 seconds.
I was trying to respond to somebody in chat, but with as many answers that have gone, I'm not even going to try scrolling up and going back to my draft. So.
I just want to know how you got my Wi-Fi password for number 34.
Nice.
All right, you ready? How many of you feel like you got them all? You can use your little, let's practice our emojis. Where are the emojis? Down in your, where do you do the little emojis at? Anyone know?
In your reactions in the toolbar, mm-hmm. you can just kind of go,
I don't see reactions in mine. That's weird.
The three
dots. Oh, I have to scroll into it. Okay. All right, so how many of you got them all, or you think you did? How many of you struggled with this? How many of you are not going to answer no matter what I ask?
Yeah, well, who would answer that?
that is the anti-limitless behavior that you want to break. All right, so here you can see a lot of the answers in the quiz. It is a word riddle quiz, right? So history repeats itself, ring around the rosy, read between the lines, you're under arrest, one in a million, banana split, big bird. How did you feel doing it? Oh, I unmute your mics. I want like live human interaction. I wither without it. Leland, how did you feel as you were doing it?
Horribly confused at first, but then when you get one, you're really satisfied.
Right. So overwhelmed, and then you were like, okay, the light bulb goes off, now I got it. You had a model and it made it easier.
Yeah, and you feel really satisfied once you get it.
Yeah, frustrated to satisfied, right? Like, there's a little bit of messy middle. Erica, how about you? Ganilka, did I get that right, or Nilka?
Yeah, that's me. Same, horribly confused, and then I started getting distracted by the chat. I probably should have hit in the chat.
Anyone else? Gillian, Jim, Don, anyone else feel frustrated? Anyone just want to be like, this is so stupid. This is not what I'm paying for. Why am I doing this? No, anyone's brain pop in and go, I feel dumb. I don't want anyone to know that I don't know the answers to these. That's my first response to everything like this, because I feel like it just makes me feel dumb.
I just want to win.
Huh? You want to win?
I want to win and beat Adam.
Right? Charge nice. In. You're going to win. So here's an interesting observation. I said that I knew all of the answers and that you had 3 minutes to finish. Not one single person asked for help. Not one of you said, hey, Steph, I need help with number 10. Because I literally wrote, I know all the answers. You may not use the internet. That is the only rule. Where did your brains go? Number one thing we do, I got this. I got this. I'll figure it out. And when we can't figure it out, we get frustrated. And if we're not in a group like this, we just sit it aside, right? That is the feeling that you're going to have many times this year. I want to start with it because I want you to get used to it, because I don't want you to be afraid of it. I want you to embrace it. What was on the other side of that frustration for Leland? For Jem, did you hear the words that they used? Satisfaction. Yeah. Like, yeah. I got it. I figured it out. I'm capable. I'm a winner. Oh my gosh. What an amazing analogy for Limitless,
We are going to challenge your thinking, your habit realms, thought, personal practices, and business practices, those habit realms. We're going to challenge them constantly. And as soon to Adam's point, like it took him, I don't remember, Adam was like 8 or 9 months to really find your growth, like really find your groove, right? Because he was working through a lot and then it kind of all made sense. Got the model for success and he went, oh yeah, I guess if I want to make more money, the number one thing I can do is stop undercharging for my services. I think I'll start there. Oh, now I got to ask myself, why am I going to keep doing this? Okay, what do I tell the new clients? Well, how do I make sure that my fees are worth it? What kind of service model can I communicate? What do I put on my website? Like just down the rabbit hole he goes. He did not have a grand 3-year plan with it all mapped out. You don't need that to succeed in Limitless. You need to go to each summit, look at your practice diagnostic, look at your summit action plan and say to yourself, Jim, Erica, Leland, Florentino, what's my big this quarter? What is the thing that if I get it done, that outcome is going to be awesome and is going to move the needle. And then I can build on that success and the flywheel starts to move. So this is a fun exercise. One, because it's just hilarious to watch people do it. I did it once and I was wildly uncomfortable. So don't feel bad. I've been through it. Once you figure out the model of success, oh, it's a thinking exercise. Notice I didn't tell you in the beginning it was a thinking exercise, but if you stopped and focused for just a second or two, did you figure it out? Yes. That's going to the website for a couple of minutes to get started. That's sitting down and building an action plan for your next project. That's, hey, I have to have that conversation with a client. Let me bullet point out the talking points so I can feel really comfortable and confident communicating what I need to communicate. It's learning to pause the reaction, take some time to figure out what needs to be done, and then figure out what our model, our blueprint for success is, and use that to make it easier, better, and more enjoyable. Now, if you guys got to break into groups and work on this together, do you think you would get all the answers correct faster or slower?
Sure.
Faster.
Way faster, right? Those of you who looked in chat were like, oh, and as soon as you saw one, you were like, oh, now I totally get it. And you got some really easy and some you got really stuck on, right? And then someone else had popped that in the chat like it was no big deal. That's what coaching and community is for. The research says that the thing that breaks that change stat of 9 to 1 against you, there are two things that radically improve the odds of change: coaching and community. We have both of those in abundance here. There's no shortage. So if we can shift the way that we think, if we can follow a model or a blueprint for success, and we can connect and rely on each other, are odds of success better or less better? I'm just going to wait for someone to answer.
Better.
This is, again, the interactive part. I know video is fun for that. That's the whole point of this exercise, is to help you recognize that you have everything that you need here to succeed. Many a person advisor has been here before you and used these resources, coaching, content, and community with success. It's really about how you apply it, right? Which means you've got to be clear on what you want to do. That's the big why work you're doing. You have to have the right mindset, which we're starting on and we'll work on all year. And you have to take agency over your time, or the best of intentions will not result in very much. So I want you to think about all the things we're going to cover and learn this year. If you did everything, just as I said, Jim, I'm coming to your office. We're going to, at the end of each summit, we're going to pick your priority, your big, and then your secondaries. And we're going to talk about how you apply that and kind of the guardrails and the rules you got to follow, right? You're going to charge this much. You're going to use your time this way, whatever it is. And Jim, I'm going to leave a suitcase with $200,000 or $300,000, whatever your big why money is. Money is usually on that list. I'm going to leave it in your conference room for you to see, or maybe the kitchen, so it doesn't freak the clients out that you're laundering money. I'm going to leave this suitcase full of cash censored so no one takes it in your kitchen for the year. And at the end of the year, if you implement this lesson the way that we talked about, you're going to get this suitcase full of money. Would you do it, Jim?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah, right? You would all do it. Now, the kicker is I'm going to go to Jim and I'm going to say, but by the way, every time you make a compromise, If you set the minimum at 5 and you take the client, it's 4 because, you know, in 10 years, they're going to be there. It's okay. But every time you compromise on our committed agreements, I'm going to come to the office and I'm just going to take $25,000 out of the suitcase. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's painful.
Jim's going to say, yeah, that's painful. And then is Jim still going to do that at least once? Probably. And then I'm going to come and I'm going to take the $25,000 out of the suitcase. And is Jim going to do that again? According to the research, oftentimes, yes, he'll do it twice. Because the first time it hurts. The second time we're like, oh, there's a pattern. Damn, I really have to stop. It's interesting. We will literally, according to the research, do something bad for us. Not once usually, but twice. Because twice we're like, oh, yeah, it wasn't a fluke. I really shouldn't do that. The money is actually leaving regularly. I can see the pattern of that $200,000 turning into zero very quickly.
Is this a real game that we're playing, by the way?
Well, it is, except the money is already on your conference room table. It's there. If you execute the lessons tailored to your practice, right? Don't do things that are completely counter to what is in the lesson and call it tailoring. But in general, if you apply the principles and the practices that we teach you and the processes and the tools, because we give you those scripts, samples, all of it, you're almost never starting from scratch. And you follow it. Do you know what the inevitable result is? More time, income, and freedom. It's inevitable because consistency compounds. If you make decisions that align with your goals over and over and over again, what has to happen? The goals get realized. To Adam's point, it doesn't mean that you don't have challenges, Ian, that something doesn't come in your way, or that a client that you love and your heart of service wants to help, but they're short and your brain is saying, don't do it, don't do it. It's a compromise. And the other part of your brain is like, but they're so nice and they'll be there soonish. Right? If the suitcase full of money was there, what would you do? Would you make that compromise? If you had to pull the money out of the suitcase after telling that potential client yes, and it was really there, you wouldn't do it, or the odds would be 9-1 that you wouldn't do it in your favor. So I want you to remember the suitcase full of money. I always joke that you should take a screenshot, literally, and put it up in your kitchen, your office, your bathroom, wherever, and remind yourself that you are a powerful creator. You are here to create more income, time, and freedom for yourself. And you have everything that you need to do that. You just have to remember that the money isn't yet physical in your office, but it is on its way to you as long as you align your thinking and your habits and use the resources that we give you. So with that, I will wrap us up. That is the end of our kickoff call. And we have some time for questions. What questions do you have? I love Christy's post. Christy's been around for a number of years. I have a picture of our 4 kids on my desk, and every time I talk to a prospect that's not ideal, I remember if I take that on, I'm saying yes to them and no to more time with my kids. Ouch. Mm-hmm. Christy, I knew I really liked her because we both count summers. I did this thing. I don't remember how many summers I had, but one day I was like, oh my gosh, I only have 8 summers left with my kids, only 8 Christmases. And I was like, then it's only 5. Then it's only, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like, I've got to, it really reminds me to align my time to the best of my ability, because, you know, the time with those people that, I mean, I'll have them hopefully my whole life, but it will be a little bit different. Right. So what is your version of that? Right. What's going to be your reminder, your motivator, a picture of your family, a picture of you doing hobbies? We'll talk more about this at the summit. If you have to print out a picture of a suitcase full of money to remind you that the only way to get that suitcase full of money, and it's filled with time and freedom as well, is to align the tongue in your mouth, what we say we want, with the tongue in your shoes, which is the actions that we actually take. So with that, any other questions? Ken has a question here. I filled out the getting to know you form and don't see the answers in Tribe. Will you put them all there? Allison.
The getting to know you form answers, I believe, are emailed to you. We can look into that. I know there's a process for getting them to you. I think it comes via email.
Yeah, if you need that, let us know.
Those of you that are in my cohort, just a reminder, we've got a follow-up conversation here in about 1 minute or so. Different Zoom link for that one, but I'll see everybody that's in my cohort here right after this meeting.
Excellent. Any questions about calls, events, where to find things, how to ask for help.
I was looking for that Zoom link for the cohort.
We'll drop it in the chat for you, Andrew. Adam, do you have that to grab and put it there?
I have it. I
can grab it.
That'll go to everybody.
Okay.
Oh, so if you're not right in the cohort, just
don't come. I do want to note that we have a member who has signed up for the program this year and is on this call during this call, Brian Swilling. So I figure I need to give him a shout out because he signed up this morning and made it here. That is pretty impressive.
Nice.
So,
that is welcome, Brian. That is the kind of motivation that will make the magic happen, Brian. Welcome.
He figured it out without even messaging us to ask for help. So,
all right. We expect good things, Brian. You've set the bar. Now everyone's like, now I have to go read the emails.
Yeah.
All right. We want to value your time and give you the rest of it back. If you are in Adam's cohort, you have the cohort kickoff call immediately after this one. If you are a leaders member, then we'll have our leaders kickoff later today based on the invites. If you have any questions about the program, how to use it, how to engage, how to get help, email coaching@limitlessfa.life, and I and our very awesome team will be here to give you a power assist as needed. With that, welcome everyone, and we will kick off program and learning next Tuesday the 16th at our performance summit. I look forward to seeing you then. Make it a great day.